Right now, we're going to the phone lines, where we are joined by Joanne Foray. She is the author of the book, When a Woman Finds Her Voice, Overcoming Life's Hurts, and Using Your Story to Make a Difference. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Tommy.
It is, it's good to have you with us. This is a book that is, it's a very powerful, you share your own story in it, and it's very powerful, very moving, disturbing at times. But it seems at the heart, it's your story as much as you're encouraging other people to use their story about how God helps you overcome some hurts in your life and some, you know, really difficult things that you went through. What was the impetus to say, you know what, I need to write this book now?
You know, Tommy, it's actually sort of my resume. I want women to know that they have a message worth sharing. And too often, we have these hurts of life that block us from that. There's just something that happens to us when brokenness stains us. We tend to lose hope and fall silent. You know, that's sort of what happened to me. And that's what makes my story relatable. You know, the fact that I've kind of been through some muck and mire, and that's what kind of connects me on sort of a heart level with women who have been in similar situations. And I want to show these women they can overcome these hurts of life. We can rise above them. And I want to show them how to use their own stories to make a difference in the lives of others as well. God created us. He created each one of us with this distinctive life message that he wants us to share. But just far too often, these lingering emotional hurts get in the way of us sharing that. And I want to change that.
Can you share with us a little bit just about your own story, your own testimony of what you went through early, and then how that affected you, and then how God was able to come into your life and through Christ kind of change and transform that story?
I will. My story is one of brokenness. It's dysfunctional, just atrocious abuse, but it's also a hope-filled story where God's grace and his mercy just runs so deep. Tommy, I was betrayed at a young age. I was abused countless times during my childhood, and that'll mess with a girl. The fallout of that caused me to make just many foolish choices over the years, and I basically grew up this abused, bulimic perfectionist who was conditioned to believe that her words just didn't matter. What I had to say just didn't matter, and my saving grace was a mama who loved me. I have a mom who prayed for me, who still prays for me, and her prayers, I believe, were the foundation and the catalyst for my finding Jesus late in life. I was in my 30s, actually, before I came to know Jesus, and I sat at a conference not too long ago in the middle of a conference of mostly 30-somethings and realized that it was at that point before I even found Jesus. Hard for me to fathom. I'm pushing 50. I've got to admit it, though. I'm a lot more comfortable in my skin at 49 than I was at 39. Mm-hmm. It's funny how we used to think 50 is like really old, but of course, the closer you get, the younger.
Yeah, it looks yeah, younger right. to me every single day. Believe
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
How did you come to faith in Christ? How did that happen?
It was a true come to Jesus moment. I sat in the middle of my living room floor. 30-something, and my then-husband had literally just walked out, and I had a child from a former marriage, and I just hit rock bottom. I just was on complete overwhelm, and you know how sometimes it takes us to be in that deep, dark pit before we're finally willing to reach up, and that's sort of what I did. It's like, God, if you're there, you got to make yourself, you know, very real to me. And he did, and I just clung to him. You know, once I realized who he was and that he loved me the way that he loved me, there was no turning back.
How did you talked a little about the abuse and things you suffered and the effects on you. How did God, once you came to Christ, how did he begin to change and transform that and then maybe kind of transition into the advice you share in the book for other women as well? What was that process that he walked? Was there something where he started? It's like, we're going to start with this. We're going to get this established. And then once we get this established, we can move on to this and this and this. Or was it more kind of lots of different ways he was working?
No, that's a great question. Here's what happened to me. When we're hurt, there's this core lie that's usually rooted deep into our hearts that we believe and that we live out of. And we tend to develop this concept of who we think we should be. So we spend our days presenting that to the world. So we mask ourselves, we mask our true voices, and sometimes we stuff it down so deep that we forget who we are. You know, we try to be so many things to, you know, so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where God had to start with me. He had to start with, you know, those things that I was stuffing and trying so hard to ignore, those were the very things that he was begging me to release. Those were the things that actually hold this hope of freedom into the full life that he wants us to live. So for me, he had to start with identifying the lies that I was believing and help me to line those up and filter everything that I was thinking about who I was, who I was supposed to be, filter that through his truth.
You also have a chapter in there on called A Purpose for the Pain. And you subtitle it, I like this, A Journey to a Stronger, More Realistic Faith, because I think sometimes we do have that idea, well, if I have faith in God, nothing bad's ever going to happen to me. But we know that, you know, bad things do happen, and even Jesus went through his own struggles and trials and pains in his life. Talk about how God transformed that pain and how you're encouraging other women to use maybe the pains of their life to help transform others.
You know, life can just get messy sometimes. but here's the thing. It doesn't have to be disastrous. I don't know why bad things happen. I gave up on that. I struggled with it for a long time, wrestled that thing to the ground. But here's what I've learned. Jesus himself had one of the hardest lives I know. But somehow he managed to experience joy, triumph, abundant living. You know, he did that because he focused on his Father and not his circumstances. So he modeled that for us first. He modeled that for me. You know, how we can walk through these tough patches of life, but yet live and find joy and hope and freedom in the midst of it. And that's God's plan for us. That same comfort with which we're comforted, he wants us to then share with others. And that's the importance of taking our stories and sharing them so that we can make a difference, not just in the lives of others, but in our own lives first.
Another aspect of your book that I really like, because I don't necessarily always see it in other books that we've done, you know, people helping people overcome hurt. But you put a real emphasis on community, which I thought was really important, because one, we know when we hurt and others have hurt us, obviously trust issues can become huge. But then the necessity of having that community to help us heal.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about overcoming those trust and connecting, the value of connecting with that community.
Yeah, healing in the context of community is crucial. We don't usually heal in isolation. We find healing in real life relationships, ones where others are going to care enough to come alongside of us and to protect us, to hold us accountable, to lead us, help us to stay lined up with the truth. But for women that have been hurt, sometimes that's the very thing we run from. We were hurt oftentimes in community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first context of community was a father, a paternal father, bloodline father, who was supposed to protect and nurture and comfort. Yet he abused in a very dysfunctional manner. Again, mess a girl up. So what do? You run from community. That kind of conditions you. You know, community hurts. So I thought, you know, it's not a safe place. So I avoided it like a hot stove. But that's not how God designed us. God designed us to be in healthy community. So when we stifle that need for connection, we sacrifice this companionship that God has designed that holds the potential to heal. I love what Dr. Larry Crabb says. He's a psychotherapist, and he believes that these deep wounds of our souls can actually be healed within intimate community. And he says how We've been given what we need to heal our souls of their deepest wounds, the resources that we need to powerfully heal our hurts and overcome the damage of abusive backgrounds. It's this healthy community that has the very power to introduce hope into those situations.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of the purposes, I think, of the church is God knowing we're going to need healing, we're going to need hope, we're going to need encouragement from others. And maybe he knew what he was doing when he started the church. Who knew?
It's a subject whose time has come
yeah.
in the churches. You know, it's and we're doing a whole lot better about addressing it, you know, about addressing the elephant in the room. You know, sometimes we don't know what to say, you know, so we say nothing, but I'm seeing a much more positive movement towards reaching out and granting women the opportunity to, you know, share those stories of hurt, not so that we can camp out there, but, you know, so that we can go back in and expel, you know, anything that's blocking us. Because if we don't heal those wounds in a healthy manner, we're going to continue to carry that past into our future. Again, not God's plan.
Yeah, well, and we know that, you know, when we face harmful things and painful things and shameful things, you know, Satan's instinct is to get us to hide, to mm-hmm. lie, to cover it up. We see that. You talk about, you know, Adam and Eve in your book. And, of course, that's the first thing they did, is hid and covered themselves up. And because he wants to trap us in that pain, trap us in that shame. That ability to come out and tell that story, confess that, you know, speak it out to someone. That alone, I imagine, has incredible power to break the hold of that pain over us, in addition to maybe being a help to someone else.
Exactly. You know, and that voicing it, that's the very tool that women need to respond to God's invitation to carry his message.
We're talking with Joanne Foray. She's the author of the book, When a Woman Finds Her Voice, Overcoming Life's Hurts and Using Your Story to Make a Difference. So, Joanne, if there's a woman out there listening today and maybe she's experienced something similar to you, or she's experienced hurts and pains in her life and is struggling with those, maybe struggling with her sense of self-worth and value and kind of where you found yourself, what do you want to say to her today? What word of encouragement do you want to give her today to kind of help her maybe move on that path toward healing?
There's a couple things, Tommy. One, I get it. I've walked this path. I get it. I don't discount how very hard it is sometimes to even get up in the mornings and face the day. But you cannot base reality on how you feel, because our feelings will lie to us.
Mm.
I don't want you to give up on joy. That's God's plan. If you filter everything that hits your life today in every day that follows through God's truth, you will find change. Godly truth can't help but change us if we're willing to partner with God on this. And it's not platitude, it's truth. I've walked it, I've earned the right to say it.
Talking with Joanne Foray. Once again, the book is When a Woman Finds Her Voice, Overcoming Life's Hurts and Using Your Story to Make a Difference. Joanne, if folks want to find out more information about the book or about yourself, how can they do so?
JoanneFore.com, JoanneFore.com.
Nice.
And we're actually doing, we've just started a free online study. If the ladies want to hop on there and find out more about that, they can.
Oh, excellent. And I do have two copies of Joanne's book. If you'd like a copy, give me a call at 419-240-1937 or 1-800-457-1937. I have two copies here, so I'll just take the first two callers in. If you'd like a copy of Joanne's book, give us a call right now. Joanne, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing your story. I know it's a difficult story in many ways, but we appreciate you being open and honest and talking about how God has brought hope and transformation into your life, and I know that's going to bring hope and transformation to others.
Thank you so much, Tommy. Appreciate you. Appreciate all you guys do.
God bless.
You take care.
Bye-bye.